So you might agree, but a lot of parents, you know, I think most parents probably would tell their kids to go to university after finishing high school. Seems like a pretty standard thing a lot of kids seem to be doing. And it is a pretty popular pathway for the vast majority of our kids. But the latest report from the Grattan Institute says that apparently some university students actually would have been better off in, say, vocational education, doing a TAFE course or apprenticeships and so on. So this comes, you know, this creates concerns about job struggles and skills shortages. And in fact, to the vocational education industry, there's actually been a 43% drop in trade-based enrollments. So the question is, should more people not be going to university and doing other pathway education? Now, joining us this morning is Brian Wexham, CEO of Skills One Television, to talk a little bit more about vocational education and why it's so key and important. Brian, good morning.
Good morning to you, Nathan.
So, Brian, between the two, why is there this expectation that university is the only or the better pathway?
Well, I think it's more about perception rather than the reality. I guess most parents, all parents want the best for their children, and many see that as going to university will give them a career and a very worthwhile job. Sadly, I don't think it's the case. It's not the case. There are many, many opportunities through vocational education. Quite frankly, that's where the jobs are. So I think that we're seeing a lot of students who go to university, they actually drop out before they finish their course. And then it's often they then have to go to TAFE or another private RTO to learn a skill or a trade. And it's becoming more and more prevalent, I guess, in that sense. So I think that all that happens is that university student ends up with a debt and no job.
Mm. And I guess because there is this expectation to go to university, once you leave university, everyone's got the same degree, so it's not really that helpful in the end.
Well, I mean, the facts are that if you were, for example, going to do an apprenticeship as a carpenter, firstly, you can start it in year 11. You can start a school-based apprenticeship, so you're actually starting to earn money while you're learning your trade. And it goes towards your HSC. And then when you qualify as a carpenter, you probably would have earned over $100,000 during your apprenticeship. And you've completed it and you've got a trade and a skill and probably a job at the end of it. Whereas obviously, in comparison, if you go to university, you can't start university till you finish year 12. And you do a four-year BA degree, a bachelor degree, and what have you got at the end of it? Well, a $25,000 hex debt and probably no job. I mean, when you put them side by side, you know, one, you're getting paid to learn when you're doing a vocational education. And on the opposite side of the fence, you're paying a university. And we hear lots of stories, as I'm sure you have. I mean, there were stories on the radio today about universities dropping their ATARs to get more students in through the door. Well, that's just not, in my mind, appropriate. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of human capital. And you're actually signing people up to fail. Where's the sense in that?
Mm. I remember when I started university years ago, my very first class, there were hundreds of people, hundreds. And, you know, I'm pretty confident there's not that job for every single person in there. So there's a massive amount of competition and you're already in debt. There has actually been a 43% drop in trade-based enrollments. So speaking of vocational education, there's shortages aren't largely met, how actually can this affect our economy as a whole?
Well, it's already affecting the economy. I mean, if you take tourism and hospitality, I think that we need something like another 30-odd thousand chefs. We need another 200,000 hospitality workers. You look at aged care. The other care, disability care. I mean, I think they're saying that we need something in the region of 800,000 more aged care and disability care workers in the next 5 years. And then you start looking at areas like cybersecurity. We need another 17,000 workers in cybersecurity. The Defence Force needs another 20,000 workers. So, and that's before you start getting on to building construction. So when you add all this up, I mean, we have huge skill shortages, but equally, we have wonderful opportunities for anybody who wants to pursue a vocational education. I mean, we actually should be celebrating this rather than looking at it as doom and gloom, because we have all these job opportunities, wonderful careers, and there are opportunities for young people out there to fulfill them.
Mm. Well, what exactly can we do to tackle this, though?
Well, I think there are two things. The first one is that we need to start having a better dialogue with parents to keep them better informed about what the opportunities are, what the industry trends are, and how that translates into a successful career for their children. The other one is the perception about universities. I think universities have also got a role to play here, by the way. But I think that, you know, the difficulty with, I guess, TAFE and VET is that most people don't understand it. You know, these are, you know, I guess mnemonics or anagrams, whatever you want to call them, that we band about. But they don't really, they're not truly meaningful. I mean, we've got polytechnics in this country, we've got institutes, we've got TAFE. You know, we changed the name, whereas universities have always had the same name and everybody knows what a university is. So I think that we have to work very hard at changing the perception about vocational education.
Well, later this week, National Skills Week's coming up. Could you tell us a little bit more about this?
Yeah, I mean, National Skills Week, it's been going about 10 years now. And the idea of National Skills Week is to highlight the diversity of vocational education, to talk about industry trends, in other words, where the jobs are, what the skills needs are, and also to celebrate those ambassadors, if you like, that have had very, very successful careers because they undertook vocational education. And at the same time, of course, there's the entrepreneurial flair that comes out of vocational education. I mean, many people go on to start their own businesses. So it's about putting and getting those stories out there, those inspiring stories, which hopefully will enlighten and influence others to take up a career, or at least put their Let's Explore hats on to have a look at it.
Because there's so many different ways to, you know, skill up outside of university. So there's definitely so many options that people should be considering.
Absolutely right. And it certainly brings it into focus. I mean, interviews like we're doing today, but the ABC, I did interviews last week on the ABC and also Channel 10, and there'll be a lot more coming up on Sky over the next week. So we get a lot of publicity about National Skills Week, putting out the sort of comments that we're, and getting that debate going and discussion that we're having today.
Well, thanks for coming to 2SER First. Brian, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No, you're very welcome. Thank you very much.
That was Brian Wexham, CEO of Skills One Television, talking to us on The Daily this morning about the importance of vocational education and why we should be considering it, especially with the massive skills shortages we are currently facing in our economy. Have your kids been doing the HSC? Maybe you might want to let them know that university is not the only option. It is an option, but it's not the only one.